Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. New week. Lots of stuff to talk about. We're glad you're with us. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Opening segment of the show, as it is every day, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Great place to take your family for a meal tonight. Great place to cater the first tailgate. That's a week from Saturday. And now's the time to be calling Dickey's Barbecue Pit to get that set up. We guarantee you it will be happy. Well, there's a – Kelly, wasn't there an old ghost movie where there was a saying, he's back? Seems – oh, it was a Poltergeist.
Yes,
yeah,
Poltergeist.
Yeah, the little girl said, he's back.
Yes.
He's back.
And he is sitting right here to my right. The one, the only – Dima Mixon went. Now let me. Here's my crowd noise.
Dima Mixon back on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Seems like you just left.
You know, my last episode as a co-host was with a previous president as the president of the United States. And now that we have a new president, we also have a new era on the Eagle Hour.
Well, we do. We're glad to have you back. Dima returns to the Eagle Hour and. We never wanted him to leave, but circumstances took him away. We're happy to say now he is the sports editor for the Pine Belt News, and they've graciously agreed to loan him to us, and we're happy to have you back, man. You know that.
Man, I hated leaving the show in January. I told y'all in the office just a few minutes ago that I would listen every day just being like, man, I just miss being on that show. And the circumstances that came about the past month, as everybody's listening to this probably knows, getting the job. Andrew, of course, leaving. Good luck to him in his new venture with the Gators of Florida. But just everything coming together and then this opening back up. It just seems like a dream come true.
So if you leave for the big dream job in 2 months, will the new sports director of the Pine Belt News take your place?
I don't plan on leaving anytime soon. I'll tell you that right now.
Of course, it didn't hurt that we got him a $100,000 NIL deal plus a new Jeep.
Yeah. Thank y'all for that.
It's our pleasure. Dima will be joining us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and probably some other days during the course of the year. And we've got another part-timer. Dima's not really part-time, but Kelly, you want to go ahead and say who else is going to be joining us on a part-time basis?
Former Southern Miss baseball player Graham Crawford, who's now in the insurance business, and Graham's real articulate. He's been on the program here a couple of times, and we think he's going to be a fine addition as well. Because one of the things that, as we envision this show, is to really take in as much of the Southern Miss fan base as we can. And obviously, Bob and I aren't getting any younger. We have the experience of knowing Southern Miss sports from the past, and these younger guys coming up, they're the future of Southern Miss athletics. And Graham and Dima, both very young and knowledgeable, and Graham having played at Southern Miss in baseball and, of course, played at Pearl River and Summerall High School, we just think it's going to be a unique, really good combination of talent. We use that word loosely around here, but I think it's going to be a unique perspective all around and a great addition to the show.
And if you don't think Dima is a great addition, Dima comes back today. This morning, I get an invitation to go to the athletic department in the morning and do a one-on-one extended interview with Coach Charles Huff. We'll be airing that throughout the week. And are you responsible for this? I mean, you head back to the show. The next thing I know, I'm being invited to Coach Huff's office.
I can neither confirm nor deny the validity of that.
It was also, the part of the deal was in small letters, small print, Sanner not welcome.
Yes. Actually, they started out the conversation by saying that.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. I'm kidding. But we're looking forward to that.
And sure.
Great opportunity. You're going to have an extended interview with Coach that we're going to run throughout most of the week. And we will be Wednesday at the Quarter Market down in Midtown, and we'll be running some of that then. Well, Dima, I know that one of the things you're going to be doing for us, and we're really happy to have you back, and you know how we feel about you, is you're covering football practice now that you're writing for the Pine Belt News. And so I guess my first question to you is, I saw you at virtually every football practice the last 2 years. What is the biggest difference that you're seeing with your eyeballs right now than what you've seen the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's without a doubt the team's physicality and appearance. It's night and day. And like you said, I've been at every practically 90% of football practices with the former head coach, Will Hall, every single one of his. And it's not a knock to him or his players or anything, but this team is physically and visually so much different. And everybody that's asked me this question, I was on another podcast last week. They said, what is the biggest difference that you've seen? Everybody else has asked me. And I've told everybody, when you get to the field on August 30th and you see this team, and like the physical difference of them is incredible. Some players that I can just think of right off the top of my head, Isaiah Gibson on the defensive line, you know, 6'6", 320 pounds on the defensive line. I mean, Southern Miss hasn't seen that kind of, you know, mass and ability to move with that mass is even more important. The offensive line, you got Hayes on the right side. He's 6'7", 315 pounds, and a name that people probably want to get to start getting to know is the right tackle. And I'm going to butcher his name, but it's Aluwele Maui. Maybe you can help me, Kelly, because you went to Hawaii. But
he didn't like it.
But he's going to be, you know, that right guard position. It's pretty. He hasn't really moved from there all camp. Just a different physical presence. Even yeah. Braylon Braxton, the quarterback, we got a chance to talk to him a couple of weeks ago. And, I mean, he's standing, you know, I'm looking up to him. And I'm not a very small guy by any chance. But
And I had at Media Day down in New Orleans, I was telling you, Bob, about how Chris Jones, this kid, remember, this kid just turned 19. He's a legitimate 19. When you see this guy, he could win a bodybuilding competition. I mean, he's that put together. And Demon was saying, when you look at Chris Jones, you're looking at a lot of the Southern Miss players. That Chris Jones, you might think that he's kind of a freak, but every guy on the team, Dima, is big like that.
Yeah, no doubt. And another player that people might remember is Berdarius Lewis from last season. He was obviously on the defensive line. He had a good season, but you know that the defense last year was just riddled with injuries that weren't very good. He himself, he is built up, and he's actually put on a few pounds. He's now listed at 6'2", 295, and we got a chance to talk to him on last Saturday, and he was just, we asked him, you know, you're one of the few holdovers. There's only a couple of them that were from last year's team to this team, Berdarius Lewis being one of them, and he was like, what is the difference? And he said, the conditioning and the strength of this team. That has just been the overwhelming theme all camp, is just the difference in the conditioning and strength.
With all due respect to the guys that were here, Southern Miss last couple of 3 years has had a big offensive line, but in, to be honest, kind of overweight and out of shape. Mm-hmm. Does this look different?
You know what, I think, and people can go read my coverage, and I said this on Saturday, I think the offensive line to me is still the biggest question mark for this team. I don't necessarily think – I think they're big. I don't know how they're going to move. There's a lot of inexperience up there on that line, and especially depth on the offensive line to me scares me, because there hasn't been a clear answer on who would really replace any of the starters if any of them gets hurt. So offensive line is a big reason to me why I think Southern Miss is going to have a lot of trouble next weekend against Mississippi State.
They're
going to get tested very quick with very, very big and fast defensive line edge rushers who are playing the Southeastern Conference, which everybody knows, you know, Mississippi State didn't have a great season last year, but this is still the SEC. They still have a lot more depth than Southern Miss on the defensive line versus offensive line.
And you have to wonder that if the offensive line is a question mark, what is Blake Anderson doing as the OC to make things much more efficient for Braylon Braxton? Two or three step drops, quick little hitch passes.
They do a lot of that, at least in the 20 minutes of practice that we've seen. We've seen a lot of hitch routes, swing passes. But with what Braylon can do with his feet and his legs is something that a Southern Miss quarterback that I have not seen, and I've seen a lot of Southern Miss football games, I have not seen in a long time what he can do with his running ability to me, sets the offense apart, and I think will kind of, you know, balance out the offensive line woes, at least in the start of the season.
And it should also make the defense prepare for much more than one aspect of, look, if you shut down the run, they don't have any receivers that can get it. But the fact that he himself is such a weapon, that's just one more thing you have to prepare for as a defense overall.
Yes. No doubt.
So welcome back, man. We're glad to have you.
I'm fired up.
Have we got a quick minute before the break, Bob?
Because I want, we got about 30 seconds.
All right, real quick, if all the things that you're seeing are good, why are they not getting any love, Dima, the Eagles?
I really don't know, and I think that's why you know, I would say their win total, I believe, in Vegas is like 4.5. I would take the way over, especially considering just with the quarterback play. I think they're so well in advance of quarterback play than they have been in the past 3 years. And I understand there's a lot of people who are like, you know, just want to believe it when we see it. But I'm telling y'all, this quarterback is going to make plays that you had not seen the past 3 years when they desperately needed it. And that is going to be huge advantage to the offense.
All right. Glad to have Dima back on the show. We're going to be joining Scott Watkins. He's going to join us, I should say, and continue our conversation about Southern Miss football and all things Southern Miss. Hey, don't forget about Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of our program. Their sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive showroom, the Genesis showroom. Only one in Mississippi. It's on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. We hope you'll check it out. We'll be back. Scott Watkins up next. Hang on.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, second segment of the show is sponsored by Eagle Tire West. Former Southern Miss baseball pitcher Matt Warren invites you to see him and all the staff for premium Goodyear products, full-service auto and truck service now at Eagle Tire West. They're next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. They're family-operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters.
So just when you think that baseball season is over and no more mentions of baseball.
I got one.
Fall baseball starting up in September.
Well, we'll be covering that.
Yeah. Did you just see Bob light up when you mentioned that?
Yeah, fall baseball.
At the end of September.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. I actually go to the games.
Oh, yeah, me too. Okay. Fall World Series, baby.
Scott Watkins writes for the Biloxi Sun-Herald, and, of course, does a great job covering Southern Miss and Sun Belt Conference Sports. Well, we're getting close, Scott. I mean, as we get closer, are you getting any vibe on how you feel about this Southern Miss football team? Dima Mixon's back on the show with us. He says bigger, stronger, and faster than what we've seen the last few years. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Dima's been on site, so he'll know more than me, but definitely – I think the front line of the roster, that the two deep that you're going to see rolled out, I think that's going to be a much stronger unit than what we've seen in the past, a much more cohesive unit as well, and a much more intelligent unit as well. As far as the depth, that's my big concern. That's what I'm looking at. Is there enough there on the back end? Almost all of those guys are guys that arrived, a month ago. So, I mean, how much is there? Who do you trust? Who do you rely on when someone goes down? That's my biggest question mark right now.
All right, let me ask you, and then Dima can pitch in after your comment. Both of you now have mentioned depth, and you're concerned about depth, particularly among the big guys. And the first game is going to be at 11 o'clock during the day in the heat and humidity of South Mississippi against an SEC team. Are we gonna get a taste of whether the depth is there pretty quickly, Scott? I would think so.
I would think so. I mean, you're going to run into situations where guys are going to be out 2-3 plays, maybe a drive, just because they're cramping.
Right.
And so you got to have somebody that you trust ready to rotate in a moment's notice.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a reason why I probably am not going to pick Southern Miss to win that game. I would say if it was a night game, maybe, you know, they think they have a better shot. But, man, that heat and just like Scott's saying, I mean, what Huff has told us several times, especially on the defensive line, is they don't like to keep the same guys in. They're rotating as much as possible on the defensive line. I would assume that would be the same case for the offensive line, especially when you're talking about in that heat. You're only going to have 3-4 plays before everybody's cramping, not to mention it's the first game as well. So the depth is very much going to be tested immediately against Mississippi State.
Scott, what are your other observations? Obviously, it all starts and ends with quarterbacks, and Dima and you and everybody seems to be pretty high on Braylon Braxton, and that has been an issue down here among many issues in the last few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, it starts at quarterback. I don't think we really have to question it that much and look at it that much. For me, I think I'm most interested in is how this defense is going to play. I'm curious about it because it's technically the exact same defense that was ran last year, but not to the same success that Marshall ran it at the same time. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be fun to see how the 4-2-5 kind of works with certain guys in certain spots. You got Ian Foster, who's and Amir Foster, two great safeties, are going to make that click. Chris Jones and Mike Montgomery in the middle. Jones is going to be playing in space, which he didn't do last year, so that's going to be fun to watch. That's where I'm looking. That's where I'm excited about watching when Mississippi State comes around.
And what about the other teams in the West? Have you had a chance to take any closer look at them? And I guess the names that really come up that you got to believe Southern Miss would have to show they could beat would be Louisiana, Troy, and maybe Texas State. Arkansas State, yeah.
I think I like Arkansas State a little bit more than Texas State. Louisiana, they've been on a slow build and a very consistent build. Last year I thought they were the closest they've been to the Billy Napier era. I don't really think that's going to change much this year. I mean, they've been moving in the right direction year over year. Arkansas State, same thing, much slower. But Jalen Rayner is the real deal. I mean, he might be him and Braylon Braxton are 1A, 1B in this league.
Scott, I've got I know that South Al outpolled Southern Miss in the media day poll, but I've got South Al and your alumni down at Troy finishing behind Southern Miss. What's your take on the Trojans this year?
Yeah, I think both of those teams are wild cards. Troy, for the same reason as South, so much turnover.
Yeah.
Last year, they didn't have but like four seniors on the entire roster or something like that. This year, they're still very young. So it's going to be interesting to see how that gels, if they find the right group. They don't really have a consistent run game. They don't really have a consistent O-line. Has the defense improved at all? There's just so many questions that Troy has to prove before you can look at it and say, yeah, this is a bowl team. So they have to take a big step forward.
So much in this league has been about quarterback play, and that's one reason why I think Southern Miss should be looked at more than other teams right now, is because they have a proven quarterback. But, Scott, I mean, when you look across the league, outside of maybe, like you said, Arkansas State, JMU, or Louisiana, there isn't a quarterback on any of the other rosters who really scares you.
No, there's not, but that means that there's room for growth. There's room for somebody to pop up. I think South Alabama has one that could be pretty good. I know their starter transferred out. The backup played really, really well in the bowl game. He could be somebody that, you know, sneakily pops up and makes an all Sun Belt team.
I want to shift gears for just a second, Scott. You guys do an especially good job, too, of covering high school football down on the coast. One of the things that we're seeing from athletic directors across the state at the high school level is a dwindling popularity of kids even wanting to play football. I know two Alabama schools have shut down their football programs for lack of enough players. They just said not enough guys wanting to play. Is that a trend that you see continuing with kids being more electronic savvy and turning toward their electronic devices and so on for sources of entertainment?
So far, I haven't talked to any coaches that have, you know, complained to me about dwindling numbers. I've talked to several that in the last couple of years have seen improved numbers down here on the coast. So hopefully that trend does not make it over here, but it looks safe for now. Looks good.
Well, that's good to know. All right. I want you to tell me where you think the Sun Belt stacks up nationally as a football conference. We all know that it's really good in baseball. It's terrible in basketball. Got that baseball reference.
Yeah, there. I noticed.
How do you think they stack up football-wise to the rest of the country?
So much of it is going to hinge on the bottom of the league. It definitely was a down year last year. I still think that there's a significant amount of space between the Sun Belt and CUSA. I think there's space between the league and the MAC. But are they at an American Conference level? I don't think so. Not right now. And they've got a lot that they have to show at the top and at the bottom to really get back to that level.
Scott, with the opener coming up a week from Saturday against Mississippi State, you talk to some Bulldog fans, and they're saying, look, if we don't beat Southern Miss by at least 14, we're going to have problems at Mississippi State. What are your thoughts about State's prognosis for success this year?
You know, that's as far as the fans are, that's how it goes, unfortunately. But Mississippi State, that's a program that, are they going to be better? Maybe they might have better football players, but is it going to show up in the win-loss column? I think is my biggest question there. As the SEC is a league, and it's very similar to the Sun Belt. You can get better. You can execute better. You can have bigger guys, faster guys, and your wins go from 4 to 5. And that's Mississippi State, I think, is in that kind of boat because they don't go 2-3 deep with 4- and 5-star players like several other teams in the league do. So that's something that's an uphill battle for them. And if they don't start 1-0, their fans are probably not going to be very happy.
I think their fans are going to be in a real uproar if they come down here and get beat.
Oh, well,
whether right or wrong, right. I don't think their fan base thinks this is a game they should. I think they almost look at this as the way we look at the Jackson State game.
And that's kind of where I was going with this. Yeah. Like, but it's not just winning the game. It's almost now like you have to win by X amount of points, or they're still going to be upset.
And I'm not saying that that's a fair analogy. I'm saying that's what I think many of their fans think. Would you disagree with that, Scott?
That's probably the point of view from Jackson State about how they see coming to Hattiesburg. I don't think it's 1-1, like you said. But, yeah, as far as beating somebody by so many points, that is absolutely going to be an indicator that we use heading into that Jackson State game.
Right, because if the final score is Mississippi State 26, Southern Miss 24 in overtime or something, it's going to be different than Mississippi State 40 to Southern Miss 14.
Or last year, Kentucky 31, Southern Miss nothing or whatever
halftime.
At halftime. When they called the game.
Yeah. Yes.
Scott, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you. Look forward to having you back on the show soon.
No problem. Thank you.
Scott Watkins, everybody, from the Biloxi Sun-Herald. Don't forget about Mo Bien-Billet Company. We never do. 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page, or you can go to their website, MoBeignBilletCompanyHattiesburg.com. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, DBAT sponsors this segment of the program down there on Hardy Street. DBAT, a great place to go for baseball, softball training. For athletic adults like Kelly, any type of training, they'll just make you the best you can be.
Any type of movement.
We appreciate D-Bat spot. You've been gone a couple of months. Have you noticed the new fit, trim, athletic Kelly Center?
I don't know about fit.
No.
Or trim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look much different. In fact, it looks like he got a new chair. Did he break the last one?
His first day back, and he's got jokes. Wow. That's one of the problems with this generation, Bob. Total lack of respect. What a crowd.
He's got on that Bengals t-shirt. He's the only guy in Mississippi that wears Bengals stuff around, right?
Hey, Bengals and the Commanders tonight, Bob.
The Commodores, baby. See you, see me.
Coached by Lionel Richie. Right?
There you go.
Dima mixing back on the
Hello
Eagle
from
Hour.
The other side.
All right, Dima, I got a question for you. I ask you what differences you see in the football team, but again, you and I and Kelly were at many, many practices over the last 3 years, and the three of us here, we really knew Will Hall very, very closely. And from a personal standpoint, I think it's fair to say all three of us liked him. You could not like Will Hall if you see him in person. What is the biggest differences you see between the former and present football coach?
I think just the way everything is handled, it's so much more different just from the fact of practices. Now, to be fair, you know, that is the way that most teams do it now. They don't allow media to watch practice, and I'm not holding anything against Coach Huff for doing that. It's his team. He gets to do what he wants. But, you know, the way we hold interviews is different. You know, with Will, we'd kind of just do it to the side of the field, and then now we have to, you know, go upstairs into this room with a backdrop and everything, a lot more professional looking, at least. You know, he's a really good interview. He really is. I mean, he gives some really good quotes, really good stuff. You can tell that the players really like him, which is important. You know, I asked a few people who came here, you know, especially some of the players who stayed over, and I asked, you know, what was it about Southern Miss? This is a team that went 1-11, and every one of them said Charles Huff. Nobody said, you know, Southern Miss. They said Charles Huff, which I thought was interesting. So, you know, it is different. It's going to be different to see, you know, the way he handles game day, the way he, and really one thing that I'm really looking forward to seeing, not that I'm looking forward to seeing them lose, but I am looking forward to seeing how he reacts to adversity, because there's not a lot of adversity with the team right now. I would say the biggest adversity, in my opinion, is are the fans bought in yet? Because I don't think a lot of fans are bought in right now. You know, you have a new head coach, you don't really see him in the public as much as you saw Will Hall, of course. You don't seem really involved with the public as much as Will Hall. A lot of the players are new. A lot of them are transfers. You haven't really gotten to see them coming from a freshman up, you know, anything like that. So the fans are kind of like, I mean, I need to go to support them, but does this mean, like, am I, you know, I'm looking for the word, but
it's interesting you bring this up, because to me, generationally, it's a lot different in the sense that, and I think I speak for Bob here, that we were raised at your age in the old style of college football, where you did draft guys out of high school and you developed them and they stayed there their 4 years or 5 years or whatever it was. And you developed an attachment to these guys. But in this new realm of college football, which it's nobody's fault, it is what it is, you're not going to be able to develop those relationships. It's just not going to happen. So we're kind of stuck in that where we don't like these changes. But, Dima, a lot of the kids that I talk to your age just say, we don't care. Just win. If you win, we don't care if these guys come from Mars.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to be the obvious pitch in October when they're 6-1, maybe. But, you know, but the problem is right now they're not 6-1. They're 0-0, so people aren't bought in yet. And I think that, to me, is what I'm looking forward to seeing, is when they do lose, when they do face adversity, how this coaching staff and this team will respond differently than the way the previous administration did, where it was more failure, and it felt like they were never coming back from a few games last year. That the Jacksonville State game, especially, when they got just destroyed, that felt like the end of the season to me. And I don't know if that feeling will be the same way with this administration.
Outsiders looking in last year thought that one thing that really jumped out to them was a perceived lack of discipline on last year's team. A lot of, and Bob, you mentioned a lot of personal foul penalties, offside jumps, things like that, that should be elementary, but just the Eagles never seem to clear up. I'm guessing that with Huff, who is perceived, That's a key word. Perceived as being iron-fisted, tougher guy, that discipline is not as likely to be a problem.
No, it's not. And I can't comment on everything on that, but I have seen some things where it was definitely not a problem. But I think for sure this team is a lot more disciplined. But I would kind of go back to what something Scott said earlier in the program. They seem to know football better. We were talking to Michael Montgomery, who's a linebacker, one of the starting linebackers, along with Chris Jones. He was explaining to us more football-esque explanations of the 4-2-5 defense than I had heard from any Southern Miss player. Like, you know, he was talking about what happens when this guy moves into the X boundary, this boundary, angles, all these things that were like, that they just sit there and just study. And I think that, to me, is a huge thing that's about this team that's different. Is like the football knowledge of all the players at their respective positions seems to be heightened. You know, Jason Seymour's defense, same unit, like he said, same philosophy that Southern Miss tried to run last year. But Jason Seymour knows what he's doing more than I think the last few defensive coordinators did. But I still think the biggest question of the team is depth. I don't think that the question this year is discipline. I don't think it's going to be football knowledge. I don't think it's going to be skill. I think it's going to be depth. If people get hurt, how will they respond? If they, you know, I don't know about these second or third string players.
Here's what I find interesting. We've talked a little bit about this on the show. A lot of new faces, obviously, almost a whole new team. And if you look at a lot of the players that have transferred in here from various places, they're older players. Not a lot of sophomores transferring here. That tells me that Coach Huff has come here to win now, not necessarily build this program for 3 years from now. I don't know that you can even do that anymore in today's college football, can you?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think today's college football sets you up the best to do it. I think it would have been harder to do that.
I mean, I don't think you can build 3-4 years out, because you don't really know who's going to be on your roster.
Yeah,
you got to build for the present.
Right. Sorry. Yes, then you're 100% right. Today's college football is you bring a coach in, you're expecting them to be great in the first year. I would say 5 to 10 years ago when they brought in, you know, Todd Monken after the 0-12 season, mm-hmm. nobody expected them to go 12-2 in 2013. They were expecting them to be better in 2 or 3 years. Right. You know, and nowadays –
it's
head
different.
Coach comes up. People expect Charles Huff to go 8-4, 9-3 this year.
Yeah, because of the shirt he's wearing, it raises this question, Kelly. When are the Bengals going to get a coach that they expect to win now?
How about a team
based on current pay scales and what they're paying? They probably won't ever.
Probably won't ever happen.
Yeah, they're the only team that has their NFL coach punch a time card.
Oh, is that right? Has that happened since their last Super Bowl win? I'm sorry, since their last Super Bowl appearance.
Do you want to be sent to your bedroom without dinner tonight, young man?
Just where did you get those glasses? Are those old lady
glasses?
These
are Harry Carey glasses.
Well, put those on, Santa.
From the Harry Carey collection.
Oh, look at it.
See, you guys, you don't even know who Harry Carey is,
do you? I don't know who Harry Carey is.
Yes, you do.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know.
The longtime announcer of the Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
And they're from that collection.
I can see they match the Bengals
logo. Yeah, I was just
logo.
Thinking that.
Yeah.
They look like leopard on his face.
He has fuchsia glasses for those days.
Mock, if you will.
The salmon-colored glasses.
Just come and talk to me.
That matches the salmon shirt.
Hasn't worn that this year. I think I've shamed him out of the pink outfit.
By the way, it's not pink. It's Cimarron Sunset Saffron.
I see. So where is that outfit? Did you return it to the Salvation
Army? No, it was sitting in my closet for a while, and I don't know what happened, but it shrunk.
I don't think it's shrunk.
It does.
I don't know about it shrinking.
Is the ink,
there might be another thing expanding.
The ink on Dima's contract dry? Yeah.
He hasn't signed it.
Oh.
Do you want to reconsider?
Yeah. Have a nice day, Dima.
He's jabbed you twice since you got here, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, whatever. Just don't touch my Social Security.
Okay.
All right, Dima, we've got 40 seconds left in the third segment. We haven't asked you this. What is your prediction for the year? We've given ours.
It's coming out next week. I'm going to let y'all wait on that. I don't want to spoil it for all my readers, but go read me at the Pine Belt News.
More than 10 wins?
I was going to ask more than 10.
I plead the fifth.
I was going to ask more than 10 readers. Well, I just got him back.
I watched your Saints yesterday, and I don't think they're going to win 10 games.
No. I've taken the way under on them. Now, if we're talking about over-under losing 10 games, yeah.
They have no quarterback, at least right now. No, really.
And, Dima, you're going to be forced to like Spencer Rattler.
I refuse to like Spencer
before the season is over with.
I'll be rooting for him to do terrible things. Start Shaw.
Get Archie Manning's kid, right? Or grandkid or whatever it is. Well, Bob, the news is not any better for the women's soccer team.
Well, we'll have that next.
The volleyball team's getting ready to go, too. And how many more days till baseball season?
Not many. Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, you can hear it every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. You can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. On the road this Wednesday, Corner Market Midtown. Looking forward to it. And got some other news about remotes the following week as well when we come back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, such a pleasure to welcome Forest Healthcare to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but don't forget about the most important player, and that's you. Get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. All right, a week from Wednesday, we will be at another great sponsor's location, MCS Home Center. That's where you find home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden. All available at MCS Home Center out in Bellevue, the new Hattiesburg Area Home Improvement Center. Happy to say that we confirmed this morning that we will have Braylon Braxton and Josh Moten joining us a week from Wednesday when we broadcast the show from MCS Home Center. In the meantime, we will be at the Corner Market Midtown this Wednesday. And, man, we got a full week this week and next week, and that you can tell it's getting close to football. So we're glad to be a part of all of that.
You know what water they sell at Corner Market?
Go ahead. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Let me hear. Bay spring water.
Listen to that, man. What is it about that you liked?
I don't know. Can we quote a sponsor that's no longer on the show?
No, we don't like Indy spring water.
So it's not freshness that I can feel.
Well, you just lost any shot you had of getting them back, Bob.
No, we're glad.
What was
we're
that? The ice cream that you always say you can get
Jenny's,
at Corner Market.
Jenny's ice cream.
I got to try that. I'm an ice cream freak.
On Wednesday, I'll give you. I'll buy all some.
Better than Bluebell?
Oh, it's much better.
Really?
100,000 times better.
Hey, 4th Street Bar Grill sponsors the fourth segment. Did you notice that right there?
Nice segue, yeah.
4th segment. Great place for lunch, great place for dinner. You can sure all the ball games will be on TV. I'm sure the preseason game tonight between the Commodores and the Bengals will be on, Kelly.
It's the Commanders, Bob.
Hey, you.
No, it's oh. Yeah, that's say you.
Say you, say me. Say me.
Yeah, or you could walk on the ceiling, you know.
Yeah, let's forget about the Commodores. News and notes, guys. Let me hear it.
Well, the soccer team is not off to a great start, Dima.
No, they're not. They dropped a 6-0 decision to Memphis just to open the season, and then lost yesterday to Southern University 1-0, and they're starting 0-2 this season.
Well,
who's next?
Auburn.
Oh, Auburn.
And then Ole Miss after them.
Oh, okay.
I think what's especially problematic, though, is they're not even – I mean, you can't win if you don't put some points on the board, right? I guess you could win in penalty kicks or however they decide it. But, man, you got to be able to score some goals.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was looking at the stats, and it didn't appear they had that many shots on goal either, and which is
kind of tough to score.
Yeah, you can't really score if you don't have that many shots on goal. But, you know, they do schedule tough every year.
Right.
And really, in women's soccer, it really doesn't matter that much until conference play starts. You know, they're not getting an at-large bid to the tournament. So,
yeah, but can't you do too much of that? I mean,
can't you
do a little too much of that rough scheduling so that your team
doesn't get demoralized? Well, Coach Elzaire does say that he schedules tough because there's no reason not to, is kind of his philosophy. He's like, I would rather play than not play.
So. And lots of times, if you're trying to develop a program, the old adage that if you can see it, you can be it.
Yeah.
So if you see some of these big time schools and what they're about and how they go about it and achieving at the level that they do, then it's easier for you to comprehend as an athlete, this is what is expected and this is what we need to do to reach that level. Meanwhile, the volleyball team will begin its regular season on August 29th. They did have a black and gold scrimmage over the weekend, which was a part of Fan Fest, which Fan Fest, they had some lightning in the area, so they kind of had to move things around. But by all indications, really nice turnout on Saturday. Kids enjoyed themselves, and it was, of course, certainly hot, and officially the end to fall camp. And Dima, I've had some people ask me about what do they mean the end of fall camp, and it generally now is they begin preparing for their first opponent.
Correct. So fall camp ended Saturday for Southern Miss, so this week will be solely focused on Mississippi State prep, and then next week is game week. We're here in football season. Next week's game week, so it'll be a regular Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday thing, and then Friday kind of rest day.
Going back to another lifetime, I can tell you I remembered what the end of fall camp meant. Thank God, because it was two practices a day, and it was just miserable, and you couldn't wait for it to be over. But now they don't do that. I don't think they practice twice a day.
No, it's just once a day, and in most colleges that I know, I don't think twice a day is crazy.
And look, it's hard enough in this heat.
Yes,
yeah, I mean, that's why they're practicing at night, but it's not much cooler. 4:30.
Later on this week, we're going to be talking with Travis Higa, who is the director of the Pride of Mississippi. They're going to be doing their pregame show, and they're going to actually perform that prior to the season, where the general public can kind of come out and see what the Pride is about this year. And they've been working hard. Gosh, I think, 200 members strong? Something like that. So
I love the Pride, man.
I do, too.
I think the Pride's awesome. So I do. I think so. And I'll go say this again, Dima. Second game of the year, the best band on the field will be the Pride.
Okay. I like that.
That's boldness. What I say.
I'm just happy. The first two games are going to be a lot of fun, guys. Mississippi State here, probably one of the biggest openers in Southern Miss football history. Great crowd. And then you get Jackson State the next week. They always bring a good crowd. That's going to be a good 2 weeks.
Yeah, but App State counts, the conference. No, so huge, that'll be a big game. One.
Well, glad Dima's back with us. Dima and Kelly will have the show tomorrow. I'll be meeting with Coach, and we'll be bringing you those interviews a little later in the week. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.